Welcome to You Can't Make This Up, a companion podcast from Netflix. I'm Rae Vada, host of You Can't Make This Up. This week, we're doing something a little bit different. How do you find your new Netflix obsessions? If you're like me, you ask your friends. And now, there's a podcast just for that. Allow me to introduce to you The Human Algorithm. Each week on The Human Algorithm, we curate recommendations from Netflix employees, Netflix stars, and all your favorite people from around the World Wide Web. Recently, we compiled a list of true crime documentaries that you don't want to miss on Netflix. We figured you might want to add them to your watch list, too. Now, here's The Human Algorithm. This is The Human Algorithm. With so many great titles on Netflix, we're here to help you pick what to watch next. In this episode, we've collected shows that will make any true crime nerd super happy. Here at Netflix, we've got more than just Making It Murderer. For fans of the true crime genre, we've got other documentaries up our sleeve just for you. First up, we have Adrian C. Moore from Orange is the New Black recommending The Staircase.
Hey, my name is Adrian C. Moore, but you know me best as Black Cindy Tova Hayes. The show that I'm watching on Netflix right now pretty much is any documentary that they have. I've been really into the crime show documentaries, so Making a Murder. I've been watching Kalief Browder. The crime show that sticks out the most to me right now is The Staircase, because there are so many plausible explanations to what happened. And I don't know if you've watched it or you know what I'm talking about, but I really do think it was an owl. Like the guy who later came and said that when you look at the markings on her skull, it looks like she was scratched on her head by a clawed animal. And I think it was an owl, as they have a lot of those kind of sightings in their town, so.
How many blows to the head would be made by this trident form? And he said, well, I really don't know. It's a very unusual shape. And that's because it wasn't blunt force trauma. It was made by the owl.
When you look at the wounds on Kathleen's head, the theory that a raptor caused those wounds is pretty persuasive.
I watch crime documentaries so I can avoid them myself in my real life. But no, I didn't always watch crime documentaries as much as I didn't really watch prison, you know, shows. But I found them intriguing in terms of the figuring out and, you know, working through a crime backwards and, you know, trying to bring justice to the individual that was victimized. And I just love the puzzle aspect of it and the maze and the uncovering and the unfolding and the solving the clues and so forth and so on. So that's how I got into crime show documentaries. To watch these crime shows, I think it depends on what you can stomach. I'm the kind of person, I can literally on a Saturday watch Sun Up to Sundown, you know, on binge watch, but then after watching so many, I'll have to give myself a break, you know, for a few weeks or a few months, because it is, you know, the emotional toll that they do take on you. I think it's excellent storytelling, how the editors piece together the crime and the clues and the evidence and how they sort of recreate the scenario. And, you know, a really good editor will just leave you hanging, you know, like what really did happen.
Hi, my name is Adri Arjona, and I am in Triple Frontier. I just watched the craziest documentary called Abducted in Plain Sight, which is amazing. It's absolutely insane. I watched it on a plane, and I definitely shouldn't. Don't watch it on a plane. Don't watch it with friends. Watch it on your own, because you're going to want to rip your TV out of it. It's about this child that gets abducted multiple times right in front of like the eyes of her parents. It's even crazier because this man is, he's not a monster, he just is a human being who is a master manipulator. I think the mother and the father really stuck out to me in this documentary, just because they go through psychological hell and the things that they do without even knowing what they're doing. I'm really trying not to say too much. But they do a lot of crazy things to kind of save their daughter, but at the end of the day, they're kind of hurting her even more, and they're just clueless about everything.
We weren't really sure even then what a child molester was, you know. And I tell you, I don't know how we could have been so gullible.
Well, this documentary does have the interview element. You get to know the real people, which is harder to judge them. Because if this were to be a movie, it would just be too hard to believe, you know, this could actually happen to someone. But the fact that you have the real people there just makes it so much more insane. They play out the whole story in a very cinematic way, so it makes you feel like it's a movie in moments, and then they kind of slap you in the face with the real person. So you don't get that chance of like, oh, this is fake. So that's kind of cool. It makes it so much more interesting. I think people should watch it maybe with a whiskey, with a good old whiskey or tequila, or your choice of alcohol, really. And if you're not of age, just, I don't know, just watch it with like a cup of water or something. But definitely don't like relax and sit back. You're gonna be at the edge of your seat for the majority of the documentary.
Hi, I'm Taryn Manning. I play Penn Zatucky, and I recommend that you should watch Evil Genius. The reason why I took to this particular documentary, it was very enlightening and also disturbing and very morbid, just how calculated and smart, hence the title, people can be, and just for how long they can get away with such heinous murders, and how they can sort of recruit or wrangle others into their lifestyle, and by manipulation and gaslighting and I think just diabolical narcissism. And for me, I love to learn, so though it was very dark and very hard to watch, there's a learning lesson in it, because these people are all around us. And it just opens up your mind to, like, how does this happen to somebody? Is there a cure for this type of a thing? You know, even down to the end, this woman's just pleading that not her, just the manipulation just don't stop. And then you just see just such a level of sickness, but this person still roaming the planet, working and thriving. And you're just, it's fascinating, like I said, but it's disturbing. You kind of have to be ready. You know, there's some really tough parts to watch, but I just thought it was very well made, and that it chronicled everything pretty accurately. And that it was very compelling. Like, you couldn't not watch it. I personally watched it all at once. I recommended it. Even if people that they know I love documentaries, I'm like, I know you don't love documentaries that much, but like, there's something about this that's like beyond words. And every single person that I told was like, dude, we're hooked. And they were, you know, one of my friends was watching it with all his guy friends, and they were all hooked. And I watched it alone, but, you know, it's not like it's like a ghost is going to pop out and you have to be scared. It's really just, wow, these people are actually out there, and they live out there, and they get away with this stuff for so long. But my point is like, I guess the good part about it is that all darkness does come to light, and that we can get away with in this life. What, even if it's 30 years from now, I mean, you know, if your life's crappy and you just don't know why, like, maybe it's time to look at some of the things that you do or treat people, or I don't know, just not saying anybody's a murderer, but like, it all comes out.
I love all these docs. Make sure to mark these shows down in your list. The Staircase, Abducted in Plain Sight, and Evil Genius. If you want weekly themed recommendations made just for you, subscribe to The Human Algorithm wherever you listen to this show. We'll be back soon with a new true crime interview for your listening pleasure. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. All right, that's enough for now. Thanks for listening.